Hi, my name is Carrie Esmar, and the work I'm exhibiting in the Newport Biennial is called Laundry Specialist. As a stay-at-home mom of four kids, I spend a lot of time doing laundry. The clothes often end up in a pile on our couch, like you see in this image, because folding clothes is my least favorite task, and I tend to avoid the jobs I don't like doing. Yet, I've realized this is the place I find most calming when I am overwhelmed. The mundane task of folding piles of shirts and matching socks quiets my mind from the fear of not being enough or the anxiety of my lengthy to-do list that never ends. Over time, I've learned that folding laundry is a gift, a calming place to breathe and reset before heading back to the chaos that awaits. This photograph sparked an idea for a series of images I'm currently working on called The Resume of a Stay-at-Home Mom. Being a stay-at-home mom has felt inadequate at times. I often find myself in conversations trying to avoid the "what do you do" question. I've pondered, why do I feel like this? And how do other stay-at-home moms feel? And what would I put on my resume to account for the large gap in job experience? These questions inspired me to get a piece of paper and a pen and write down all the job titles I've fulfilled as a stay-at-home mom over the years. I came up with at least 16 different jobs like chauffeur, chef server, and waste management specialist. Then I thought about all the skills acquired like delegating tasks, active listening, being a team player, perseverance, and many more. I thought it could be interesting to capture images of the kids and I demonstrating these skills. The most difficult aspect of the project has been learning the art of self-portraiture and getting my two-year-old to cooperate. But some of the best pictures are the ones I wasn't planning on, where the kids and I are being ourselves and the camera is capturing it all. This image, Laundry Specialist, was one of my first experiences in a long time using a remote and making a self-portrait. I found the process of capturing the images frustrating and was originally not impressed by the outcome, but the image continued to replay in my mind, and exploring the meaning of it and digging into my role of stay-at-home mom and all that it entails has made me truly appreciate what I do and proudly share it in my Instagram bio.